Welcome once again to Soundtrack of the 60s featuring the late, great Neal Stephens. This special edition of Soundtrack of the 60s plays the songs that reach number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Enjoy the fun as Neal spins your memories.
It's that time again for a Soundtrack of the 60s with Neal Stephens. Here's Neal.
Hey there, it's Neal Stephens right here, and thank you, Jill. Thank you, Marquise, for leading us in there. And, of course, thank you, Carl, the webmaster. Yes, Carl's in the control room, and he's got it all. He's got buttons, he's got records, and he's got his soft drink, and we're ready to go. Okay, and welcome. This is a special Soundtrack of the 60s, a special edition, missing the top five. Not that they're lost, but wait a minute. Missing the top five on the Billboard charts means you never got above number 6. Okay, now to get to the Billboard charts even that high, you got to get a lot of airtime on the radio, TV, and all. But reaching number 1, of course, is what every artist hopes for. Now, during the 1960s, only 204 songs hit number 1. The Twist, Chubby Checker, did it twice. Yes, 60 and 62. So, hitting the top five is a milestone of its own, considering the competition of other songs and artists. They're all out there. Everybody's looking to be number one. Enjoy the best news ever recorded as we play the songs that reached number 6, but failed to reach the elite top five. Great music. Soundtrack of the 60s remembers how great these hits really were. And we're going to start in 1960. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Ballard and the Midnighters, and let's go, let's go, let's go, and let's go. Yeah, 1960 it was, and another one that didn't quite make the top five. Gary U.S. Bonds had this great one, New Orleans.
I said, hey, hey, hey. Down in New Orleans, I said, hey, 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 yeah.
Hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
Hey, 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 yeah.
Well, come on, take a stroll down the basement street. Yeah, listen to the music of the Dixieland beat. Oh, well, the magnolia blossoms, you feel the air. Down in New Orleans.
Broken now, it really doesn't matter.
Hey, you heard two right there. Two in a row from the early 60s. First, 1960, New Orleans, Gary U.S. Bonds. And then we slipped in quietly to 1961, Troy Shondell. This time, Troy Shondell had a one-hit wonder. The song stayed on the charts this time, stayed on the charts for 13 weeks. Did you know he wrote the song at the age of 14? And it was recorded by Little Anthony and the Imperials, too, this time. And we heard it by Troy Shondell. Now we move into 1962 as we're just sliding along the 60s decade. Yes, we are. Playing songs. Now, this is missing the top five. Songs that didn't get into the top five. Let's play this one from 1962. The Everly Brothers, Crying in the Rain.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still love you so, though the heartaches remain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. But since we're not together, I look for stormy weather to hide these tears. I hope you'll never flee. Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Neil Sedaka right there. Happy birthday, Sweet 16, from 1962. Didn't quite make the top five. Well, okay, Crying in the Rain. Before that, Everly Brothers, and that didn't make the top five either. Neil Stevens playing them for you here on Soundtrack of the 60s. We are in the 60s. Yes, www.the60sofficialsite.com. So you want to let everybody know about that, as Carl's got all kinds of stuff, and now we're doing the not top five songs. Okay, Carl comes up with these great ideas. From 62, we have a song that was kind of a rewrite of an original version. We'll tell you more about that, but let's hear Claude King, Wolverton Mountain.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips, are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care.
Claude King singing Wolverton Mountain from 1962, missing the top five song. And Wolverton Mountain was a rewrite of the original version by Merle Kilgore, based on a real character named Clifton Clowers, who lived on the mountain. The mountain's actual name being spelled Wolverton, W-O-O-L-V-E-R-T-O-N, north of Marlton, Arkansas. The song spent 9 weeks at the top of the Billboard country chart in the U.S. in 1962. It was also a giant crossover hit, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. How about that, Wolverton Mountain? Hey, speaking of being on the mountain, I was just in New Hampshire, and they got the man on the mountain, the old man on the mountain there, and unfortunately, Mother Nature made the man on the mountain, kind of a creature in the mountain built by Mother Nature. Well, Mother Nature destroyed it, too. Over millions and millions of years, it just ended up crumbling. So the man, the old man of the mountain in New Hampshire, although he's gone, people still go to see him, and I did, so I waved high. I waved for you. So here we are on the soundtrack of the 60s. This is a special edition, missing the top five. And the Tijuana Brass just couldn't quite get that brass ring of the top five. But they did hit number six with Lonely Bull in 1962.
Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies, then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars and on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.